Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce, Rick Parent. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, that you've been round and round on this thing, and it's taken, I think, more time than certainly you expected, but you're ready to open your doors, at least to some extent at this point.
Right. We would like people to come in, visit us, schedule what they want to do, sign up to be either learning something or teaching something. We want to get the local assisted living places to start working on a program where the elderly can come over in the afternoons and do art classes, charcoal 1 week, you know, watercolors the next. And we want to just start getting the scheduling and people used to the building, and we're going to get our sign up and get going.
The sign you refer to, will just say, welcome, come on in, or what?
No, it'll just be showing people where it is, because right now, if you drive by, it's a building.
Right. This is the old A.L. Day Elementary School building on the east side of Commerce, east of Park Street. What street is it on?
It's actually on College. The mailing address is 905 College, but it's at the College of Church and College.
Right. And as of right now, what you're talking about is using, in school parlance, a temporary building. And forgive me for that, because those buildings really are usually built pretty well. But it's an outbuilding from the main building is what you're getting ready to open.
Correct. I believe they had an administrative offices in there. But
that may be true.
Yeah, but it's basically four large rooms that we can use for digital recording. We can use it for songwriting. There's computers in there where guys can look up things that rhyme with in my. I can't get my song. I can't rhyme orange. Well, no one can, but they can facilitate that, and we can help them on their way. And you know, like I said, the membership for a regular person is $100 a year to join the co-op, and then it's just a co-op of musicians working together, or artists working together, or someone needs to teach watercolors or charcoal classes, woodworking. And then on Sundays, we're thinking in the fall, we'd like to do something very unusual. And I'm going to go into the art, like the Deep Ellum Arts Festival, and Allen, City of Allen's Arts Festival in Canton, and having people teach their craft to kids in the morning, in the afternoon, the elderly. In that evening, maybe have a little party for them and show off their stuff where they can sell their artwork.
This was originally, the original idea was this was going to be strictly a music venue for musicians.
Correct. It was just rehearsal halls.
And of course, Commerce is, you know, we have musicians here and in Northeast Texas, but your idea was this is going to work a lot better if you expand it. Yes, music. And you're going to have some music facilities.
Oh, of course. Of course.
But beyond, you want to expand it beyond music.
Yeah, but basically doing all the arts. Therefore, it's a broader appeal. I mean, a person who likes to do sculpting might never pick up a musical instrument. And so, therefore, we'll have sculpting available. We'll have someone come in and teach and or have them all just work together and explore together.
We're talking with Rick Parent, and Rick is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op, which is going in the old A.L. Day Elementary School building on the east side of Commerce. Now, it's the whole background of this is very complicated. I don't want to get into it, but Tipitina's is a foundation based in New Orleans.
Correct.
And their other facilities are, as I understand it, strictly music facilities.
Yes, a couple have other things. A couple have like a morning yoga class.
I see.
A couple of them have a photography studio so that musicians can get their publicity pictures taken.
What should people do if they're interested in
come by?
Just come by, first of all, and visit.
Yep.
You have anything up on the web or any place where folks can?
That's my project for the next day. Everything on the web has been delayed because Orleans wanted it to be open. And so I guess technically we're not open, but because we're just a building and we're facilitating the people of Commerce, the people have got to know about it, got to see it, right, and go, hey, you know, I could do this here.
Yeah. So this is all, as we speak, this is all very fresh.
Oh, fresh. Fresh as that cup of coffee.
right out of that coffee pot. All right. So, again, the address is?
905 College. That's the mailing address. But if you put that in your GPS, you'll see a big building. That's the main brick building. And then there's, like you say, the outbuilding. I'm in the outbuilding right now.
And you're still developing the main building
as
well.
Yeah, we're going to start some pretty serious construction in June, which is this month.
Okay, good. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Rick Parrott is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.